We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Starting off the 8 o'clock hour here with a little Drake. You fancy? I like it.
Drake's on top of the world right now. So it's Toronto, baby. NBA Finals.
Texter points out earlier in the week I was all in on ripping Drake for being on the sideline. I still am to a point. I mean, it's a little bit of a mockery what he's doing, but. It's only going to get worse, by the way, if somehow, some way, Saturday night they win. Because now we're talking about not TNT having Drake. It's going to be on ABC National for the finals for seven games, four games, whatever that series is. And it's only going to get worse from there.
Toronto because ABC, spotlight's never been brighter, baby.
No, it is. And listen, there's one way.
We're talking about Canada. They're representing for a whole continent.
We the North. That's their thing.
Wow.
We the North is their big, you know, the shirts they put out there and everything. It's almost like a Game of Thrones thing. We the North, but
they don't want to be in the Seven Kingdoms, the realm of the Seven Kingdoms.
No, there's six, where and then we the
they're
North.
Led by Arya. What if Drake has Sansa? What if Drake has Sansa by his side?
But wait a minute, Drake
on the sidelines.
Was it like the Billboard Music Awards or whatever a couple weeks ago?
He shout out Arya.
He did. He goes shout out for Arya putting in that work last night. You know, like. When she killed the Night King. This was a month ago.
What if Spoiler. Drake has Sansa on his side, brings her on stage performing at halftime? We the North.
That'd be pretty cool. You throw it out there like that. That's,
like,
you see me smiling as you're saying that?
Sax's
you
know? DJ.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. They bring out some of the North, you know, like.
Are you buying in, Zachy?
Jon Snow comes out on a horse. Like,
No. We can't have Jon. Oh, man. You just up the ante. You just up the ante. Jon Snow comes out with, what's his wolf?
Snow. Is it Snow? Isn't that the.
No. His wolf. His dog.
God.
His day of wolf.
I forgot the name already.
Yeah. Jon Snow comes out with his wolf.
Someone will text it in about 4 seconds. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Listen, this could be epic here. Do we have that Drake sound where he talks about how big this moment is for Toronto in his Toronto accent, Canadian accent?
In the whole world, look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. And that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the
NBA Finals. A chance to win at home.
Wow. Really,
Drake was a little litty.
Ghost, by the way, is the
Ghost.
Yeah,
okay,
I knew that would come in. Yeah,
Drake was a little litty. Yeah.
Too bad they're going to lose out Game 6 and 7 because he's really rooting for him.
Drake puts on a Raptors jersey. They go to poop right after that. Right, that's it.
I mean, he's about ending the Drake curse, though. If you take it
this
to the finals, if you
the
take
it
to
it.
The to the finals and then losing the finals. Did you end the Drake curse or do you get to keep carrying it on?
No, you got to win. If you want to, you can't just get to the championship and lose to break the curse.
So no matter what, Drake is losing.
Yeah, I think Kentucky's still kind of mad at Drake at that one time.
Yeah, you know, Kentucky had like 9 first round picks on that team. He put on a Kentucky jersey, they lost. Toronto needs this. Drake needs this. Sports wise, everything else is going on pretty good in Drake's life. Hold on, let me give the code word here for the 8 o'clock hour. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Take Dono's Dollars, your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word utter to 72881 and you're registered. Utter, UTTER. Utter to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anna Jar Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Utter is the 8 a.m. code word. Text that to 72881. 888 8-1. We're going to get into some Dolphins talk in the next segment here because Omar was out at OTAs and does cover this team on a daily basis. So we'll jump more into that. I want to read some text messages to you that have been coming in fast and furious in this last hour from just about every topic we've had on this show this morning. 560-22 is the text machine, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line there. Let's go. So this one, Florida will be off the map. Been hearing that since I was in first grade. I'm 34. People are still building near beaches and banks and giving them loans. Wouldn't worry about that. I would worry about your wife's gambling. Yeah, I told the story about my wife that day when I was watching the Glaciers. My wife is in the casino all day long. Probably lost a little bit of money that day as well. Although she's probably up. Not a lot of people who gamble could say overall in their life that she's up.
Yeah, I've never been to a casino with my wife, but I heard she's a gambler.
My wife plays the slots and roulette. Like when we're on the boat, she plays roulette. She picks numbers. And we went to a table once on the first cruise we were at. Now, listen, the first cruise we were at, we had just enough money to pay for the cruise, so I knew that the food and everything was already paid for. I didn't really put into perspective, wow, we're going to need some extra cash on the boat, too.
Yeah, to gamble.
To gamble and stuff. So it took me a little while to put a couple hundred bucks away for that gambling excursion also. So what happened? We were dating, kind of engaged, not really on our first boat together. And I went out and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to play blackjack for a little while. You know, I'm the big guy. I lost $100 in about 4 seconds. It was 4 seconds. It was so bad that I was 8 minutes into this cruise and I already was pissed off that I have no more money to spend because I only had a couple, maybe $200 or $300 more. And I'm like, God, what am I going to do? Like, so Ashley, my wife, comes down to meet me in the casino and she's like, what's this game? I'm like, it's roulette. You know, like you kind of pick numbers and you can pick the, you know, black or red and the thing spins around. She goes, oh, okay, I've seen this before. Let me try it. So, you know, you got to put $100 down to get 100 chips. And so now I'm thinking, okay, I just wasted $100. Here's another $100 I'm going to waste. It's day one of the cruise. We've got 4 days left. We might be out $200 when this whole thing is done.
That's how they make their money back.
My wife takes it. She takes 12 chips. She's putting them on numbers. First thing rolls around. She hits a number. That's 35-1. So she won $35 on the first thing.
On 12 chips.
Now, we sat at a table with a dude that usually these guys get their own tables. That's how much money he was gambling. We're betting $12. They're not really worried about my $12. They're worried about the guy next to me who's spending $500 on each roll of the roulette table. So we let him go first, obviously. Like, he's the whale at the table. He's picking his number. He's putting 30 chips on this, 40 chips on this number, 20 here. And then my wife's, you know, quietly putting one chip here, one chip there. My wife, in the first five rolls of roulette, hit four numbers. 4 out of 5. That is incredible odds. This guy now is waiting for my wife to put down his war one chip at a time and stacking on my wife. And my wife got hot for about 2 hours, and she won almost $1,000. Now, I'm thinking to myself, I'm never gambling again because I just sat behind her the whole time ordering drinks. I was so drunk watching her gamble because I was so happy she was winning money. And what happened with the first $100 chip she got? I put it right in my pocket. That's the first $100 I lost. Now I'm even. Then the next $100, now we're even. Now we're playing with house money. And then we cash in about $700 more of chips. So we had a pretty good 4 days because of that. So my wife's probably up, but there has been some bad days as well. When you go in there and you walk out 20 minutes later, and all of a sudden you're like, what happened? All right, let me get back to the text before my gambling stories, because those are not doing much for anyone out there. When I did my Alaskan cruise, we saw orca whales. Yeah, you're going to see whales probably on some of these boats out there. Once you go Disney cruise, you cannot go back.
I keep hearing that, but I have no desire to hang with. I don't have a little kid.
Well, you don't
anymore.
Have little guys.
Yeah, mine's,
like,
mine is 17.
Yeah, 17's not going little. On a Disney cruise. He wants to go on the Grunt cruise. He doesn't want to go on the Disney cruise. I'll tell you what happens. Crew parties are amazing, and they have dollar beers down there also for the crew parties. I'm sure they're going to have to. They're going to have to do something for those guys downstairs. They don't make a lot of money. Dollar beers is probably very nice. Although at that point, just give them cans of like Busch Light and let them have a good night. Why not at that point?
I wonder if they're like not allowed to get romantically involved with the.
There might be a rule about it, but do you think anyone follows that rule?
I don't know.
You're stuck down there for 6 months.
I've never gone on a cruise single, so I wouldn't know. But you don't see young people in the party environment though.
No, it's not. I mean, you'd have to go on one of these specific party cruises where it's like a singles party cruise. And they have those. I'm sure they have plenty of that. So I don't know. I'm out of that. It's just like you. I'm kind of out of that. I don't get that newsletter anymore about these singles cruises that you can go on.
Yeah, you get the family package cruise.
I get the
you
get Disney the cruise.
You get the Disney cruise emails,
Zach, I agree. Alaska was by far the best cruise I ever went on. I was lucky enough to see a Glacier Bay, a piece of the ice glacier, crack off and fall into the ocean. Real National Geographic type stuff. I did. I saw the same thing where this glacier, like I told you, we circled it for like two hours.
Because it's melting.
And there's it's like the polar ice cap.
It's melting. We're kind of ruining the Earth. Yeah.
Well, I saw it happen right in front of me. The Earth was being ruined right in front of me as I was seeing pieces of the ice chip off and fall into the water. Or you see it. These are like huge, like 20-foot pieces of ice. And you're like, wow, this is incredible what you're like witnessing here. And you go around the glacier, and at a certain point when you're kind of in the middle of it, the temperature goes from like 92 degrees outside to like 55.
Hold on, it's 92 degrees outside?
It was like 90 degrees or 88 degrees. It was really sunny, a really nice time. It was during the summer.
In Alaska?
There's still a big-ass ice chip in the water, and it was 80 degrees outside. Yes, it was warm. Unseasonably warm, I'm sure, in Alaska.
Wait a minute. My mind has literally been blown.
You don't go to Alaska on a cruise in December. They don't have those.
Oh.
I don't believe that there are like cruises during the winter in Alaska. This is like
wait a minute.
We went in July.
You take Alaska cruises in the summer?
July. We went in July.
And it's warm?
Warm. In Alaska.
How warm?
It was summer weather. I mean, it's not like 105 degrees with 90% humidity like it is here.
So I don't need a jacket?
I brought a jacket. It was still pretty. It was chilly at time when the sun went down.
Okay,
it was Alaska weather. But like during the day, it was decent. It was nice outside.
Are you getting in the pool?
I got in the pool.
In Alaska?
In Alaska. You got in the pool.
Mind blown.
July. It wasn't like December. It wasn't like snowing out there, but there is a glacier. But when you went into like where the glacier and like the real mountain kind of were close to, all of a sudden, even the guy said the temperature is going to drop drastically for about 15 minutes. And I'm like, well, what does he mean by that? That sucker went from about 85 to 55 very quick. And then back up to 85 when you circled around the mountain. Couldn't believe it. I'm still mind blown thinking about it right now. But yeah, I wore a jacket even when like the sun was out because it's still kind of cool out there. But we're talking probably 80 degrees, 88 degrees, somewhere around there, 90 degrees, whatever it was.
My mind is blown.
It was a lot of fun. I'm telling you, you're going to go on one of those. You should go on an Alaskan cruise at one point. Someone said sneak in alcohol, fill up water bottles, wrap it in your jeans, do not take it carry-on. Works 80% of the time. Another guy says find your favorite bartender on the pool deck, juice him with the extra 20, and you're okay the rest of the time there. Those drinks get a little bit better as you go.
With the good, my wife bought the alcohol package, so
yeah,
I'm not
fine.
Worried.
You don't have to worry about that. It's the because if you have the package, they could give you bad drinks. You're just gonna have three or four of them. When you're buying them, you know, for the $15 each, you might want to spend the $20 on that. Give that $5 or $10 extra tip.
Yeah.
So the next time you go up there, there's two shots of that instead of one.
I just want the guys that walk around with all the pretty drinks and the cups and the pretty
cups.
That's
it. Yes.
That's my guy. I'll be like, hey, you.
That's the guy you need to
keep coming around here.
You'll learn it. 24 hours into your cruise, even if it's only a 3 or 4 day cruise, 24 hours in, you'll feel like an expert. I got to make sure I take care of that guy. We got to take care of that guy. Where are we going to have dinner here? What time are we sitting for this dinner? There's a lot of things you got to know. Someone says, does Drake really need promotions out there? No, he doesn't. Drake walks around. He's a walking
billboard.
Dude,
he's promoting Toronto, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's hyping up an entire city. And Toronto is a very nice city. I will tell you, of the cities that I've traveled to, and I've traveled to a ridiculous amount of cities just because of the nature of what I do, Toronto's in the top five for me.
Wow.
Toronto is in the top.
There.
Cold or warm, Toronto's in the top. Toronto is a cleaner New York.
I've heard that before.
Toronto is a cleaner New York. Toronto is dope. Like, Toronto is definitely in my top five.
I want to take that trip. Yeah, I want to take that trip.
I would struggle to name you. I would struggle to name you four cities better in your four American cities better than Toronto, San Diego, L.A., New York. I think I'm done.
Wow.
I mean, of course not Miami. I'm putting my of course.
Oh,
we're number one, which is why I live here.
Of course.
And I do mean that. San Diego's number two to me. No, New York's number two. San Diego's above LA. And then we got LA, and then I'd put Toronto right there.
Someone said completely agree. The last text for right now, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. I completely agree with Zach on that. Those are Miami guys would hate to see them at Jurassic Park. We're talking about what I said. No Rick Ross, no Trick, no. I don't want any of my Miami guys in Jurassic Park, which is pretty cool, by the way.
Rick Ross got an album to promote, baby. Carol C for Life, by the way.
You're right. When the promotion stuff comes around.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a song with Drake coming out.
Oh, I could imagine.
This would be a great opportunity right now to debut that song, even though you don't really perform new stuff.
No, you don't want to drop that first one out yet. You want the CD. You want the album. That's out there.
Oh, you just said album. Yeah. Ooh. Carol City for Life. Oh.
God. All right, let's take a break.
Chili Willie's the chief.
Chili Willie in the back.
Chili Willie just threw up the CCs on me.
We probably have the best two nicknames of guys here in the studio as producers today. Chili Willie and the Biff.
Why the Biff?
I think it's a brand statement. It's a brand.
It's a brand.
Look at that. Oh. Smart guy in the back. Right. Just if you're just Biff, you're just Biff.
I'm buying it.
If you're the Biff.
All right,
Chili Willie and the Biff. They'll be back right after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Show. Omar Kelly sitting in for Joe Rose today. Hollywood's out also. That's why it's very cheery around here today.
I enjoyed that a little bit too much, right?
The reaction was exactly what I wanted. I didn't think I was going to get it, but it was exactly what I wanted there. Dolphins OTAs. We're going to get into some Dolphins talk because Omar is in here with us and literally took 2.5 hours to even get to this, which is amazing. And it took us 2.5 hours to get. We did have a little bit of Dolphin talk earlier, but what did you get from OTAs? I know that obviously the main question or the main stories that you guys have to write stories every day.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks, Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick, we kind of dove into that a little bit earlier, but you got to see a little bit. I know you didn't get to see, you know, all of practice.
I've watched Josh Rosen practice twice.
Okay.
Same thing. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I've watched a little bit more.
Okay. So Ryan and Josh, your kind of breakdown on both guys is what?
The way I would put it is here, Josh Rosen offensively is going to get you hopefully the best, hopefully what is designed for the play, like the best option for the play. He's going to have the secondary option, which is like a double, and he's going to give you the check down. He's not always going to execute the best option because he's going to play it safe because he's a young, inexperienced quarterback. And the efficiency of the offense is going to be decent. It's going to be respectable. It's not going to be good.
Okay.
He's going to be able to maybe at times get you the best of what that play is offering, but usually going to hit singles or checkdowns. What I will say, and that's a respectable production. It's going to be Ryan Tannehill-esque. Not Tannehill at his height, but Tannehill the early days.
All right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick right now would exceed what Ryan Tannehill could do production-wise, because not only can he get you what's drawn up from the play, but he can also improvise a little bit.
Okay.
He also has great presence, which will allow him to throw the ball before the pressure arrives, and good timing in terms of he's going to just put the ball up there and put it in a position where, like you saw last year with Deshaun Watson and you know.
Deshaun Jackson. Text machine will be all over you, don't worry.
Deshaun Jackson and Mike Evans, he's going to put the ball at a place where only his receiver can catch it. I watched him, the final big play of the OTAs that I watched, he threw like a 40-yard pass to Kenny Stills, and we were on the field at the time. Joe Rose was, you know, messing with me, talking it up.
Of course.
As he always does. Mm. And Joe's back was turned to it, and he puts it 40 yards downfield, floater, back shoulder throw in the corner. In
so
the corner of the sideline.
He's catching it or it's going incomplete.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, that was a dime. And I was like, wow, okay, that's what's up.
This is why guys last year in Tampa loved him.
Yeah.
Even over the number one overall pick in the draft a couple years ago, Jameis Winston.
Yeah, no, there's no question in my mind
he's better
than Jameis
Winston.
And so he's going to get you more than what's drawn up. And that's what interests me. That's what the appeal is for me. And I'm curious to see if they're actually going to go that route and play him because I'm not saying I like the weaponry. I definitely not saying I like the defense because I got to see a lot more. And this is why you see them signing a defensive lineman every single week.
Every day, yeah.
Every single week. I wouldn't be don't be surprised they sign one next week too. There's a lot to be desired left still. This roster is very incomplete, but I like the quarterback.
Okay.
And it ain't Josh Rosen.
All right. So Fitzpatrick, too. Now, with that being said, let's fast forward 16 weeks from game one, end of the season.
Yes.
What did you need to see to evaluate Josh Rosen going into offseason, into draft?
Nothing.
Or does it matter for you? Because I think a lot of people are saying, I want to see what Josh has because what if he's the guy?
He's not the guy.
Okay.
I don't have he could be the guy 3-4 years from now. Nah.
But do you take that chance of he could be the guy in 3 or 4 years when you possibly or more than likely will have the opportunity to draft a Tua, a Justin Herbert,
I don't care what Josh Rosen does. Josh Rosen would have to lead the Dolphins to the playoffs for me to actually. I'm not talking non-hypothetical, not non-reality talk here.
Okay.
Here's one thing. My philosophy in life and the 2012 season has taught me this. I learned a lesson from Adam Gase. Don't buy hope. I don't sell hope. I'm not going to sit here and tell you give you this fantasy talk and tell you that Ryan Fitzpatrick is a really good quarterback or he's going to be the next Chad Pennington. No, Ryan Fitzpatrick's good enough to get you to 7-9, but it's going to look cool.
It's going to be fun, right?
Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun ride. He's going to have some bonehead games. He's going to make some bonehead throws, but he's going to be a smarter Matt Moore.
Okay.
If you liked Matt Moore,
gunslinger.
You're kind of cool with it.
Yeah. And listen, he set the NFL on fire last year in the first four games of the year, throwing for over 400 yards in four straight games, three touchdowns.
Then he came back down to earth.
That's it. It's going to end up happening, and I think you just really pointed that out, where you're going to have the 427-yard game, three touchdowns, and a win over a New England, but then you're going to lose to Buffalo 17-10.
I forget what game it was. I think it might have been the Steelers game. I did a film breakdown that's on my Twitter timeline. You could find it. I'll probably, you know, repurpose it for you guys so that you can find it. If you don't know my Twitter, it's Omar Kelly. And you can actually find my 10 observations from Dolphins OTAs, which I'll share here on QAM on the SunSentinel.com. It's one of the main items that we have in the Dolphins section. But I don't sell hope.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you this whole DeVante Parker situation where he's tearing up practice or allegedly tearing up practice. Like, I'll tell you, there are no pads.
Yeah.
He's running around in shorts. He's running around in shorts and a t-shirt.
You don't think he'll be better with
this offense?
With Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No. DeVante Parker is who he is.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and sell you
hope.
That's
a question, you know, that's going to come up a lot, obviously, because they brought DeVante back, which I think was a shocker to a lot of us out there.
Shocker, but a smart move. Smart, strategic move. Because DeVante is not a useless receiver. He's good. His presence is good. And as we all know, when Devontae's healthy, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's not Mike Evans.
Haven't seen it that much, yeah.
But he's pretty good. What happens is when DeVante puts pads on, he slows down. I will still contend you he runs the worst routes than just about all the receivers that Miami.
It's unbelievable.
He rounds routes, he cuts corners on routes, he you know, it's his route running's probably a C-, where Kenny Stills is an A-. You know, he's a sloppy route runner. Maybe these coaches can coach it out of him. I doubt it. He's on his third set of coaches. Like, calm down.
Yeah. Okay. It hasn't happened already. It probably won't happen.
But outside of, he's got the ability. He's got the speed, got the height, got the arms. This old coaching staff gave up on him in the red zone. Adam Gase basically flat out said, hey, he sucks in the red zone. I can't throw to him in the red zone. And, you know, this coaching staff might try it. Might say, hey, we're gonna you know, really actually try to develop this high-pointing ball thing that he's got. Adam Gase saw it, tried it, worked it, practiced it, said, it sucks.
It's not going to work for us.
Not going to work for us. And Adam Gase does not have a problem scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
No, you're right. You're right.
And if he said, it sucks, it sucks.
It probably does suck. You're right. Okay. So I'll agree with that.
So now, when healthy, Devontae's respectable. He's a fringe starting receiver. But we all know what's coming. We all know the calf, the quad, the ankle.
Guy can't stay healthy.
It is what it is,
he
man.
Just can't
it's
stay
a lot
healthy.
Of soft tissue stuff.
And it's crazy. It's just crazy to me because I remember where I was, and I tell the story a lot. I remember where I was when the Dolphins were coming up on that pick in the draft. It was Pacquiao Mayweather weekend in Vegas. We were out there for Hockman and Crowder and Kranz.
Man, you've got some stories.
And wait,
you've lived a great life.
My wife, I flew her up for that because we were there for 5 days. So it was because we got married in Vegas. It was kind of
hasn't Zach lived a great life?
Yeah, right. Still going on. I'm only 40. Don't say has lived a great life. Is trying to live his best life.
Do you realize you're on the back nine?
Oh, yeah. I was for 10 years now. I've been already on the back nine.
Come on, Dan. You are not on the back nine. Anyway, but again, continue this story.
We were driving. We rented a car and we're driving. We're right by Caesar's Palace and I'm listening to ESPN Radio, the draft. Mm-hmm. That's how big of a dork I am driving around in Vegas because I wanted to hear the Dolphins. I didn't care about anyone else. It really didn't matter at that point. I knew I had to do the show the next day. So obviously I had to be, know what went on. And it was like, what would they pick? 16 that year. Was it 16, Devontae? I think that's what he picked it was. They were on pick 14. We were right by Caesars. I go, pull in. We pulled into the valet, and I ran to the sports bar. Got there for the 16th pick. And they're like, with the 16th pick, whatever pick it was, in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select. And I'm going, Devontae Parker. They're like, Devontae Parker. I go, we got our guy. We got that wide receiver. Ran back out to the car. Was totally excited. Had a great night in Vegas. And now, how many years later, I'm going, God, who else was available?
He's still here?
Who else was available in that draft?
Oh, that draft was horrible for wide receivers. I did a story on that last year where I really looked at all the wide receivers taken in that draft.
Right?
Devontae's actually one of the good ones.
Okay, so it was a bad wide receiver draft.
It was a bad, and the next year was even worse. I don't even think the receivers in that class are still in the league. Like, it's that bad.
That's not good.
But
that's not good.
The fact that Devontae's still around.
It's impressive. It's very impressive. I did not think he'd be
Kevin
back.
White's the crown. It was the first
that's
pick
right.
of that draft.
The Bears, right? The Bears drafted him like ninth overall. Something crazy.
Man. That's a bad. It was a bad receiver draft.
Yeah.
Philip Dorsett's not a bad player, but
he might be end up being the best one.
He's still
draft.
He's actually one of the best. He's like they're like five that are still in the league from that draft. And keep in mind, that draft is only, this is going to be its fifth year.
Yeah, it's not like these guys 10th
they're,
year.
They're like five receivers still in the league from that draft 4 years ago. That's how, and
not good.
And that was a bad draft, but the next year's draft was worse for receivers.
Not very good.
It's luck of the draw sometimes.
It is, you're right. Listen, the Dolphins, think about the year they had the number one pick or the number two pick with Ronnie, and you have a top pick in the draft, you usually get a guy that changes your franchise.
Aaron Rodgers.
Could have had Aaron Rodgers in one, could have had Matt Ryan in the other. Like, there's, you can go back. And people rip Ted Ginn all the time.
We gotta stop doing that. We gotta
people
stop
rip
doing
Ted Ginn all the time.
Oh, yeah, because you could, anyway, let me stop.
Revis, Patrick Willis, these are the guys picked.
You could have had Brady Quinn. Zach has absolutely nothing to say.
More
you could have had Brady Quinn.
More of your text messages. Omar Kelly right after this. I like when you play some good, like, weekend music to get us into stuff. We here at WQM, watch. I can't do it while you're dancing, Omar. It's not easy for me. This is when Joe dances and they tell me to read a liner and then I can't get through it. Although I'm excited you're happy. We here at WQM want to hang out with you, and you can have the chance to hang out with us. It's at Margaritaville on Hollywood Beach, Wednesday, June 5th, but we don't have a lot of room. So you're going to have to go register right now at WQAM.com/contest for our Sports Stakes Spirits Bash. You have a chance to win a swag bag worth $150 plus lunch, drinks, and the chance to spend time with all of us here at WQAM, the big dog Joe Rose, myself, Dono and Frito, and Hawk and Crowder will be there, and they'll also be broadcasting their show live. The lunch starts at noon. We only have room for 20 winners and their guests, so you got to register ASAP right now, WQAM.com/contest. It's happening at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood at the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. That's June 5th. Go right now, WQAM.com/contest, and make sure that you sign up. And hopefully you'll be one of those 20 lucky winners and friends that come to our big, big party that we're having on. And you'll have a chance to win a swag bag worth $150. I think that's good enough right there. That's June 5th coming up in a couple
what
days.
What would you What event would you not go to if they said, man, there's going to be a swag bag involved?
Oh, no, the answer is there is no event. If there's a swag bag, I'm usually going. That's why I loved back in the day when me and Joe used to do all these golf tournaments, remotes, like the show from like Jason Taylor's golf tournament and Nat Moore's golf tournament. And we would go to all these golf tournaments, and there'd be one reason why I'm always in the meeting beforehand going, yeah, we should do that. A, I look at the guest list. Like Nat Moore always has like Moses Malone and guys you never get to speak to. That's cool for me. And then Jason Taylor's is when, you know, years and years ago, I set up Marino and A-Rod on at the same time. You know, like we had monster A-list guys at Jason Taylor's thing. Plus, JT used to give out the most unbelievable swag bag. It used to be like a rolling like luggage.
Yeah.
From like, I forgot which.
Oh.
And inside of it, you know, remember, he's a Jordan brand guy.
They
would ask you beforehand, like, what size shoe you are.
Man.
And you get a special, like, custom-made Jordan brand golf shoe, Jordan jacket. And the best thing was that I think me and Joe were very close in shoe size. They never asked me. I was a producer. They didn't care. Joe was close.
Joe was just giving away his swag bag.
No, Joe would forget it. Joe would be like, oh, Joe, you know, the show's almost over, and I'd have to finish the show. There were 2 years in a row that I did the last segment of the show with Michael Irvin because he just happened to be golfing that day, and I got him to sit down with me for, like, the 9:45 segment. Joe would go golf, and I'd look around the table, and Joe's like, hey, will you take my, the notes, you know, his live spots home? I'm like, yeah, I'll put it in my bag. Don't worry. And then I'd be cleaning up with one of the engineers, and I'd look over, and I'm like, yeah, that's Joe's swag bag right there. You want first pick or next two? And Steph or someone would be like, what do you mean? I'm like, we're opening that sucker up. You want first pick or you want the next two? I don't know. I'll take the next two.
Is that how it works?
Well, I would just either take it home myself or I would hook up an engineer.
Wait a minute. You get first pick or you get the next two?
Yeah. You would kind of, you know, you either have the first choice or the next two picks. Yeah.
That kind of.
That's how we used to do it. Like, well, even I mean, on the playground kinda, back
then. That sounds fair.
Yeah, playground.
I mean, that's like a snake draft type thing, like when you're doing fantasy football.
Yeah,
stuff
well,
like that.
He's not a fantasy football guy. Don't
you're
bring
speaking
that up.
A foreign language.
This is, you might as well, like, you know, it's Rosetta Stone for fantasy football with this guy right now. He has no idea.
Like,
what you're
not,
about.
Not a clue. Yeah.
PPR.
I have no idea what that means.
No idea.
PPI. What else
exactly.
is there?
Yes. Keep just saying that, and that's fine.
You could say PPY. I'd be like, all right, cool. I'd shake my head, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No idea about that. But I think that was, back in the day, it was a pretty good option because you didn't know what was in the bag. But I kind of knew it was in the bag, so I was always hoping, I hope he takes next two. I want those golf shoes. Like, I don't play golf. That's still Jordan brand golf shoes. Got to be $200 pair of shoes in there. Or it would be like just a pair of basketball shoes. Like new Jordan basketball shoes, your size, whatever it was. So those were cool. So the swag bag, back to our big event.
So we now
on.
Know it's Zach. Always take the first selection.
Yeah, if I'm giving you the option of first or next two, you know I'm hoping that there is one of those that you take one of those. You got to be careful.
I always thought, like, hey, I pick first, you pick second. We flip to see who picks first.
That's a normal way to do it as well. I would give you the option. Now, normally when I would do that, I would do that for a reason. I'm enticing you to take that second pick. You should take two and three. That's two of the first three. That's not one, though.
You've just put me on the game.
There's a big drop-off from Andrew Luck to Robert Griffin III in this draft, okay? A big drop-off. Either you take Andrew Luck.
It's like getting the first pick or getting, do you want two twos?
Yes, that's exactly it. What's more beneficial for you? The number one overall possible good pick?
I think I want two twos.
And in that draft, you would have lost because the number one pick was the golf sneakers and the next one was like a sweater. So you would have gotten like a sweater and a hat or the $200 golf shoe. I knew what I was doing. I'm no dummy. I am a dummy, but I'm no dummy in those
but
type
what,
of circumstances.
What about the bag? Did the bag
see,
count?
See, that's how I would play it off is after we grabbed everything out of the bag.
Oh, you give Joe the bag.
I would either give Joe the bag or then tell, you know, Tree or Steph or who was over there, all right, well, since I had the first pick, I get the bag also. You got to carry all your stuff out. And I'd put my stuff in the bag and take it home. Yeah, I think I got a nice little
You got a nice little hustle.
Of course. Come on. You got to have that all set to go. I guess back in the day. I was sneaky like that. You had to be sneaky like that. But Joe was getting back to the swag bag to answer your question. If you're going to an event or have a chance to go to an event and one of the perks is a possible $150 swag bag, I think the answer is what time you need me there or where do I go sign up? So you do have an opportunity to come hang out with us here at WQM for our big event that we have going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort, June 5th. Like I said, go right now, WQAM.com/contest. 20 winners and friends are going to go, and that's it. So if we have a couple hundred, a couple thousand people lined up, signed up for this, only 20 people will win. So go do it right now and have your chance to hang out with us. That is next week. All right, 9 o'clock hour is coming up. Normally, 9 o'clock hour on Fridays, we have Mike Florio. We had him on yesterday. So it'll be me and Omar for the rest of the time here. We'll read some of your text messages as well. One quick one before we go to break. Amari Cooper was top wide receiver taken in that 15 draft. He was drafted number 4 overall. So that's the only guy right now that's pretty much made a name for himself. And it took him a couple years in Oakland. He had a great first year. Then he had the dropsies for a couple years. Went to Dallas and had a really good season last year. So that was the highlight of that wide receiver group, Amari Cooper.
And I guess Devontae was like pick number 3 of the third wide receiver?
Yeah, there was one more guy in
Kevin
between.
Kevin White, them. Devontae. Yeah. I think there was 5 selected. In the first round, and most of them were flops.
It's impressive because now you see, you know, like the draft like last year, not a lot of skill players go. It used to be a lot of skill players. You see the top of the draft being, you know, possibly one or two running backs, a wide receiver. You just don't see that anymore. It's amazing how everything has changed. You got a pass rusher, you got a left tackle, you get somewhere on the offensive or defensive line or a quarterback, and that's normally how the first round goes. All right. The other voice you hear is Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. He's going to be with us for the next hour here. Joe Rose is off today for the big weekend. He's a smart guy. Took the day off before the big weekend. I wasn't thinking. Otherwise, I would not. It would be Dave Hyde and Omar Kelly.
Smarter than me. I'm going on I'm doing Monday Joe Rose show and then heading on a cruise at noon.
That's it. Omar Kelly heading to Cuba on Monday. All right, 9 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll take more of your text messages. And I'm going to finish that story I told you guys earlier, the two guys that were happy and two guys that were not happy about the All-NBA teams being announced yesterday. We will tell you who the other unhappy guy is in the 9 o'clock hour.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.